Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They're doo-doo also.
All right, welcome back. Hi.
I always like that they're doo-doo also.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's Anthony Newman of 1080 The Fan fame. I'm not supposed to say that.
105.1.
105.1 The Fan fame.
Get your ass together over there. Now, head coach of the Westland...
Lions.
There you go.
They're doo-doo.
Lions.
They're not doo-doo.
No, they're not.
Are they? I don't know.
They're doo-doo also.
I don't think so.
Westland, they were not. They got quarterfinals. Lost the
You know, you being the spouse of a coach.
Coach Vaughn.
Coach Vaughn.
The greater
of the Vaughns. You really being into high school football.
You know, I'm not, actually, though. I went to one game this year, and it was the Westland Central Catholic game.
Well, that's one more than most people.
That's true.
What is your wife coach?
She head track and field coach.
Okay.
At
Central Catholic.
Central Catholic.
Also the Dean of Students.
Joey Harrington's.
The Dean of
alma mater.
Students?
Yeah. She is much better than I am.
What does the Dean of Students do?
I think she just watches other teachers and tell them how bad they're doing and then what they should do better.
Well, if the movies have taught me anything, she's the Ed Rooney of Central Catholic, which means she's kind of a bite in the ass.
She's a...
Is there something about producers?
She's a little bossy.
Because Buck's wife...
she'll boss me around and I like it.
Is there something about the producer role that just ends up with an overbearing wife
question.
That puts her, you know, puts you in your place?
Yeah, Buck's wife ruled that roost.
Oh, yeah. She still does.
Meanwhile, you and I.
Does your wife go to PTA meetings? And
no, she is not that.
Make
is she
sure
a Karen?
That speed bumps are put in place?
Does she have Karen tendencies?
She's no Karen, but she likes to say, like if someone gives you your opinion, she'll say, I hear what you're saying, and then she goes off and says other things, how you're wrong.
Can a guy admit?
She says, I hear what you're saying. That's her go-to.
Is there a man out there that would admit to being married to Karen? Or is it a must-lie situation?
Like that Phillies fan when that the chick caught the ball.
Yeah.
If
you're married to her...
Did he admit it?
I don't know.
Can you just say that your wife is a Karen, or is that just a bridge too far that think she's a Karen, you have to, you know, you're like, no, she's great.
Yeah, doesn't Karen know she's Karen?
No.
I don't think
no?
so.
No chance.
I think Karen just believes that she's in the right and everyone else is wrong all the time.
So even with the haircut? Like, you don't know you're leaning into the bit?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think you think it's efficient.
What? Efficient haircut?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, that just tells you how oblivious people are out there, huh?
Because I've met...
Holy crap.
I've known a guy or two that's been married to a Karen, and they never really admit that their wife is a Karen.
They like it.
Do they? Well, you know my theory on that marriage. He just doesn't have another option. That dude's just—he ain't going anywhere. And then maybe after the divorce, you can admit that there's some Karen tendencies. But I think when you're in the hurricane of Karen, I think you're just in survival mode. And I don't think you can. It's like being married
to Voldemort.
You're being married to you're Voldemort. You just don't say the name. It's just it's best if you just pretend that it's not happening.
Well, you don't see it, right? You don't see it. And then, like you said, if you get divorced, it's the glass-shattering moment. Oh, yeah. I was married to a Karen.
Yeah.
You think so? You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
They're blind.
Maybe I'm blind. I don't know.
They think of the woman they married, not the woman that she turned into.
Yeah.
Because you aren't... Are you born a Karen or do you develop into a Karen?
No, I think you develop into being a Karen. Don't you? Like the Karens... The Youngs don't care enough to be Karens.
I wouldn't think so.
Right?
I think Karen is... although... Karen tendencies are there. Like, it's the same thing. Like, there's people.
Buckle up.
Yeah, there's people that were once skinny and then got really big. But normally, those people, when you see them when they're younger, there's big people tendency in there.
A lot of friends have fat.
I think that's Karen. I don't think that you're necessarily. I think there's people that come out of the womb and they're Karen. But I think there's a lot of people that weren't Karen. But if you looked closely enough, you're like. You're like a couple bad bosses, maybe an interaction, a bad breakup. You're close. There's Karen tendencies.
Yeah, you probably can't hide it. Yeah. Like every once in a while you say something like, "Aha. Yeah. I think you're a closet Karen." You're a future Karen.
Now this man remain obviously anonymous, but I just got one of these on the text board. I am married to a Karen, but I would never admit it. See, I think that's what
he just did.
Well, but he's anonymous. Although we could out his number. Find out who he is.
Is that because he's scared of her? Or because, like, why wouldn't
ridicule.
You? Like, you know, so why wouldn't you admit it?
No, because your friends would make fun of you.
No one wants
to. But they do behind your back anyway.
Yeah, but at least it's behind your back.
Right, not your face.
Like, I always thought, and look, I love Ryan Buckley. I do. But every time I brought up Buckley's wife, he got really uncomfortable. And
well, she would listen.
Yes. And that's the thing, like, when we were interviewing Steven for the job, what's the first thing I said? You better have some thick skin.
Yeah, you said, we're going to make fun of you, and we really like our drops.
Yes.
Those are the two things.
And
it was one of the things about the job. Thank you very much. It's amazing that I don't hear any applause for that.
And we love Ryan Buckley.
Perfect.
And Buckley never said not to do it, but he got uncomfortable when the topic of his wife came up. Because he knew, one, she listened. Also, we had family members that relayed what we said back to her.
Well, he had to roll with it.
And he had to roll with it.
Yeah,
I know Coach Vaughn listens. So
Coach Vaughn's a listener.
I'm not worried about it.
If she's a listener, see, there's a difference between a family member who listens because they're a family member and an actual person who likes our show.
But Steven said before she listened.
She understands our show. She gets the bit.
Yeah.
Now, I have a family member who listens to our show. That does not. And it's uncomfortable.
Yes, I have one of those.
I hate that.
Yes.
I just, it's better if you don't listen. Just don't. You don't have to listen to me just because I'm on the radio. If you don't like it, listen to Lars. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Believe me. I have dealt with that so many times. And my response to it is, there's a dial.
Yeah, don't. You're not going to offend me.
Yes, it's okay.
I once had a family member say, "I cannot listen to your show." And you know what I said to her?
Great.
I said, "Damn it, that is the best feedback. That is the exact thing you should say." It's like, listen, I'm not going to tell you why, but I don't listen. I can't listen to it.
Yeah.
And I said, "That's perfect. That's all you needed to say."
Yeah.
Love that.
I used to get that all the time when I would. When I was attempting. When I was attempting to toe the line of the Lord. The amount of times that I got that from church people, and I would be like, don't listen. I'm not making you listen. And so just don't. If what I'm saying is offending you and you think it's a bad representative of the faith, don't listen. Problem solved.
If you're offended, I mean, that's one thing. It's like, I think it's just the idea that I think it's worse to be in that middle zone of like not really getting it. Like, it's one thing to hate it. It's like, those guys are listening. They say they aren't, but they are. Yeah. It's the middle ground. It's like, I don't really get that. Yeah. But I'm still listening? Yeah. What are you doing? You're wasting your life.
Rage listening.
But that's the prior. Like what you were talking about. They're, the rage listeners are there. That's Rush Limbaugh made a career off of that.
Yeah, Stern, all those guys.
Yeah. But it's the indifference. Yeah, the indifference. It's like, why are you listening to us then?
Because it's on.
Find somebody who moves you.
Because it's on.
It's the Seinfeld thing when they're making the show. Why are they going to watch the show? Because it's on TV.
To bring it back to full circle, there's a lot of Karens out there. Most of those Karens are married. So there's a lot of dudes married to Karens that don't want to admit that they're Karens.
Yeah.
And by the way, the way, whatever, did we determine that the male version of that is the Chad?
The Chad is a
I think
I've
it's
heard.
Chad.
Dude, yeah. There is a ton of women that are married to Chads, but I think they admit that it's a Chad, but
they
think,
love it.
But they think they can change the Chad.
What is a Chad? What does he do? What are his tendencies? Is he like a Karen? He complains about everything?
Yeah, the male version isn't quite as complainy, but Chad thinks that he's fantastic. Chad thinks that everyone wants him.
Oh.
Chad thinks that he, you know.
Is that describing me right
now? Yeah, like, my name's not Chad, okay?
Chad. Yeah, but I think women are better at admitting the husband's Chadness than males are, at least openly, to the Karen. I think women are more likely to come around than the male version of it. I think males don't want to believe it. I think denial is a very, very powerful.
It's like porn. When you see it, you know what it
you
is.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
It's a very, very powerful tool.
We need to do some legwork on this. Hmm. I'd like to... It's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Is the Karenism... Are people aware of it, like, when they're in it?
Yeah.
Or are they proud of it?
No, they think they're doing it out of love. Like, it's mostly about their children, right? Like, that's what I think of Karen's trying to protect their children.
Yeah.
Like, well, you think of the kids. Yeah. And so I think they don't even realize it because they're like, I love my kids so much, I would do anything to protect them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they spin it into that.
Right.
Yeah. Which is easy to do because that's how parents feel.
You're just a horrible person.
Yeah, there's a distinction there. All right.
Oh, by the way, I didn't even think about this.
Well, do we have another? We have another segment.
Yeah,
coming up next.
We come back. Because I have talked about my neighbors many times and how I thought that they were just two horrible people. Mm-hmm. I have an update to one of those. I don't know what the grandma version of a Karen is, but something happened to me last week that blew my mind.
Skedaddle.
Blew my mind.
Wow.
Nine plus years in the making.
Okay. I'm going to get the live stream death in, too. I want to tell you what he was trying to do when he died. We'll get to those items coming up next on The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Suk was just describing to me what a Chad is
here
during the break. A little slippery, but I think I get it.
Yeah. Chad.
A lot of tea.
You've been on a crusade against the Chads of the world for years. The 33.3% less tea.
Some of my none of my commentary here matters, okay?
No.
But if you take anything away from anything I've said over the last 20 years,
yes,
it is the world needs less testosterone. And look, I'm not saying low tea is good. It's not. I'm saying regular tea is good. High tea is bad. See Michael Irvin.
Yes.
Okay? The world needs about 26.8% less tea.
So
it's the anti-Chads.
Yeah.
You're describing Chad as this guy who thinks he's like, he's over his own skis.
Yes.
So he thinks he's way better than he is. That's that.
Someone said, texting in, Chad likes to give advice when you haven't asked for it. Absolutely.
He's well actually guy.
Well actually,
you're wrong.
You were telling the story about, is it Taylor or Tyler Sheridan?
Taylor.
The Yellowstone guy.
Yeah.
Went into one of the nicest steakhouses in the country and told the professional chef how to cook. That's a Chad. Now, you're a successful Chad. You're still a Chad.
Well, it's just the idea that you need to get over yourself.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
No one cares about you.
And here's the thing. There's more Chads than there are Karens, but we don't call out Chads the way we do Karens. And that's like a misogyny thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We only highlight the worst of the worst Karens, but Chad largely goes unchecked because it's like,
you're right.
There's a Karens
do more damage, I feel like.
Well, Karens, it's a little more sensationalized, good for social media.
Yes.
Whereas Chads, they're a dime a dozen.
Yes. The streets are littered with Chads, and so we...
And so whatever they do, I've seen that
It's
before.
Just in the background, whereas the Karen stands out.
I feel like we have maybe a Chad here at the station.
It's possible.
I did ask Suk who is the Chad of the fan, and he told me.
Oh, I think I know. I haven't told you this. I'll tell you later.
Oh.
This is an off the air.
Do we already have Steven dust up?
This is off the air conversation.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. Can we go to break? Okay, so let's get an update on your stupid neighbors.
Oh. Yeah, so
that we hate.
I contend that I have two of the worst neighbors that are just bad people, and I just choose to ignore them, and we just don't interact with each other. I keep my head down.
Now, give us an example of why they would be bad people.
Okay, so this is my story. My wife passed away 10 years ago, and I moved from La Center down into Vancouver to be closer to family. I bought the house kitty corner to my mom's where we shared a fence. That way my kids had a place to go after school, be there next to grandma. So I bought this house. And when I moved into it, the fence was dilapidated. The fence had not been touched in probably 30 years, which, by the way, is the same fence that both of my neighbors had. One side of it was being held up by 2x4s that was just leaning against the fence. And so I bought this house. This is the condition of their fence, and it's been that way forever, and they've both lived there for a long time.
There's one fence. And it's theirs.
That we all share.
Okay, so it's not theirs. It's partially yours.
Yeah, it's partially yours. We all share a fence.
Okay.
And so I move in. The day I move in, and I had two bulldogs at the time, the day I moved in, my neighbor called animal control on me because she said that my dogs were trying to attack her dog. And they were trying to get under the fence, and she was terrified for their life. And the animal control lady came over, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't let my dogs roam. I'm like, the fence is falling down. I just moved in. And I told the animal control lady, she goes, I'm so sorry you're having to deal with this. I'm like, I'm going to replace the fence. I just moved in. There's the moving truck. So I go next door to talk to the one older lady, and I said, I hear you called animal control on me. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I know you called. It's okay. I understand. I'm like, she has this little dog. I said, neither one of my dogs is aggressive. Your dog was barking at mine. Mine were barking at yours. I'm like, I'll make sure they're not outside unsupervised, and I'm going to build a new fence. And she's like, okay. So the next day, guess who shows up back at my door? Animal control.
No way.
And I'm like, what? And she goes, they called again. And I was like, same person? She goes, I can't say. I'm like, same person? And she's like, wink. I'm like, oh my God. So I go back over to the lady and I said, ma'am, I'm going to build the fence. I said, it's our shared fence. I said, I will get this done. Give me a week to get it done. And she says, okay. So I go and I get bids for the fence and I go around to the neighbors. And this lady, I go and I said, this is what I'll do. Because you share a fence with me and my mom. Okay. I will build you a brand new fence. I'll take care of all the labor. I had a deal with a lumber company at the time, so I got a really good deal on the material. And I said, if you just pay $1,400, I said it was like 30% of the 30 or 40% of the cost of the fencing. $1,400, you'll get a brand new fence. And I said, I'll even finish the other side of your fence while we're doing it. You'll have a brand new fence, $1,400. And she's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, $1,400. And we'll get it done. She's like, okay, great. So bring the guys out. We build the fence. Everything is great. She gets a brand new side. I even gave her the good side of the fence.
Story much longer.
So I go next door. I left a little piece of paper with the note on it. Hey, here's, you know, just whenever you get around to it, no big deal. Don't hear anything. Week or two goes by.
Did she stiff you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go over and I knock on the door and I said, just check and see how you like the fence. She goes, great. And I said, just whatever you can pay me. It's not a big deal. And she goes, well, what are you talking about? And I said, well, $1,400. She goes, well, that's unfair. I was like, what? And she goes, well, I never agreed to that. And I'm like, well, you did. And I said, that's actually a screaming deal. And she goes, well, I talked to my son and he thinks that's really unfair. I said, ma'am, you got a brand new fence, like a huge, huge property. And she goes, well, I don't feel like I should pay that. And I said, okay, well, whatever you feel is fair, you pay me and we'll call it good. 9.5 years go by.
I thought you were going to say $9.
Not a dime. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And I just
was like, whatever. No big deal. I let it go. It wasn't worth my time and effort. And last week, I go and I open the mailbox and there's a letter in there. And there's not a stamp on it or whatever. I thought it was like junk mail. Luckily, I opened the thing. It was a letter from my neighbor saying, I'm really sorry about that. She goes, I was confused about, you know,
Sorry about the fence?
Yeah. She says, I'm sorry about the fence.
Whoa.
I was confused about the 40% that you were talking about. It didn't make sense to me. She says, I never got the invoice that you left on there. I understand you were trying to deal with this in a timely manner. I am so sorry. Let me take care of this, and wrote me a check for $1,400.
Wow.
9.5 years later.
I did not.
Freaking bitch.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah. The original, I was like, what? I was like, it is a decade. And what happened? My son goes, she's dying. That has to be a deathbed thing.
It was on her mind.
A decade goes by?
She was thinking about it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an upset.
Couldn't believe it.
Way to go, old lady.
Absolutely floored me.
Your bag.
I have not spoken 20 words to her in a decade, and she wrote a letter and put that in there.
How old is she, or how old was she then?
She's old.
Yeah, so I feel like... What was that? Oh.
Sorry, I was trying to cut out there.
New producer.
Hey.
God. Yeah, I think the olds... Sometimes you got to cut the olds some slack when they seem rude. They're not trying to be. They just don't understand or don't hear.
Oh, she was... I mean... I don't know.
Well, she said she wasn't. She said in her letter.
Dude, the best part is the first time I went over there and I told her about the dogs, I even told her, I said, ma'am, I just moved in. I told her, I said, my wife passed away. I said, we're dealing with a lot right now, but I'm like, I will get this fence built. She called the very next day and turned me in again.
Yeah.
I can't
defend her.
But. I love this one, too. I talked to my son and he says that I shouldn't have to pay for that. I'm like, you got a brand new fence. $1,400.
That did seem a little high.
Maybe it's a fence guy.
By the way, that fence that we built,
what if his son's a fence guy?
The actual cost
And you were ripping her off.
The actual cost of that fence, like the and everything, was about $7,500. $1,400. Yeah, and I got a check. I have not spoken to her since. Because I'll probably write her a nice little thank you note and be like, dude, that was amazing. I just have never had something that long.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. It was
on her mind, dude.
I still can't believe it. I should probably cash the check because it's just been sitting in there.
Yeah, it's probably tainted with anthrax.
No one, like, it was the weirdest, that one of the strangest things I've ever had happen to me.
Stranger Things, great show.
Yeah.
It was
the Upside Down.
What?
In Stranger Things, the Upside Down.
I don't know. I only watched the first season. I don't think it's that great of a show. Okay. But the kids love it.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody compared it to they said it's the new generation's Star Wars, Stranger Things.
Oh.
Since it's all the kids are bonding over it and talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I
think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean,
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me, but...
Well, yeah, we're old.
Yeah. I liked the first season of it.
Text, Chad thinks he would do a lot better versus a major league pitcher than he actually would.
100%.
Yes. That is the definition of a Chad.
Chad believes that he could play any professional sport. Chad also believes that he could walk into the UFC and win the heavyweight title tomorrow with no training because he would just see red. He could fight a bear, could kill a coot, you know, all of those things. Yes. He could land an airplane. Yeah, that's Chad. Chad is just unchecked male ego.
Chad also overtalks everyone.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Chad's got to be loud.
Yeah. And Chad...
Fragile little ego.
Yeah. Chad's
it's
very...
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
You never let Chad order because you're only going to get what Chad wants.
What?
Like... Chad has very specific ideas about what should be on a pizza, what should be on the way a sandwich. Everything has to be a very, very certain way. There's Chad's way, and then there's nothing else.
Yeah, like not flexible at all.
No. No.
Can I get that Chad's way?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, coming right up, Chad.
And if you don't do it Chad's way, you're an idiot and probably some sort of slur that goes
along. They let you know how dumb you are.
Yes.
That's their go-to.
Yes.
All right. There was an internet streamed death. Ooh. Hawks trade Trae Young to Wizards for CJ McCollum.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's not true.
True.
No.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. It's happened.
You called that, or somebody did.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
We talked about that a little yesterday. Yes. Yeah.
That's the most appropriate swap of all time. It's the Spider-Man meme of just guys pointing at each other. God.
Wow. All right, let's go to Steven with Sports Center.
Look, fellas, I asked you nicely. Well, now I'm getting very irritated. For the last time, would you please stay off my frigging grass?
Well, a streamer has died, Jason. Might surprise you.
It's like, well, I mean, it's not...
Note.
I don't want anyone to die.
No.
But sometimes, like... When it happens, there's a little of like, well, Darwin.
Well, this one, I bring it up because I need somebody to tell me, put in context what he was trying to do here.
Okay.
But apparently, he did die.
Okay.
And this was a live stream, and it was for paying viewers who were egging him on. So I don't know if he was naive to the idea that he could die or that he was just trying to push the limits of doing bits or what. But what he was trying to do, so they found him. His name is Sergio Ramos. He was found kneeling in his bedroom, unresponsive and cold to the touch. He had his head resting on the mattress, one hand clenched around his phone. There was an empty bottle of whiskey, two cans of energy drink, and a pile of cocaine on a red tray in the room.
Can I say that kind of sounds like a great evening? Although, if you had like a monster and cocaine, doesn't that kind of defeat? Like, do you need an energy drink if you have a pile of cocaine?
Well, then, so his mom and did I say his mom and his brother discovered him?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, they did.
Okay, so they walk in and...
They walk in, they see all everything.
Sure.
And then they hear the viewers of the webcam asking, hey, Serge.
Are you okay?
Are you crashing yet? Like, you haven't finished the bottle of whiskey. Like, what's going on? He was dead.
What's this guy's name, Serge?
His name is Sergio Ramos. Paramedics were called to the family home. He's 37 years old. He was pronounced dead in the early hours the next morning. So, investigators believe he died during a private video call, which was watched by donors who had paid to see him consume a bottle of whiskey and 6 grams of cocaine in under 3 hours.
And they paid, like, so this was the whole point. You went on there to see him do this.
I guess, yeah.
Couldn't you just go to like a Long Island bar and watch this?
Well, I just don't know how much that, I mean, I know what a bottle of whiskey is.
Yeah, a bottle of whiskey is a lot. Obviously.
Yeah, just drinking a bottle of whiskey is dangerous.
Yeah.
But probably won't die from it.
No.
6 grams of cocaine, I have no frame of reference for that.
So, because I think depending on the whiskey bottles, that's usually about 15 to 18 shots of whiskey if you drink an entire bottle. So, how long was this over?
He was supposed to do it in under 3 hours.
Okay, so, I mean, you're drinking a bottle of whiskey in 3 hours. That is... That's a lot.
So apparently he had been banned from public streaming platforms because of drug use. Mm-hmm. So he was a big drug addict. But,
yeah, sounds like it.
People were watching him and cyber begging him to do these challenges. And he's now dead. Is that tragic?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, I think it's sad. I looked it up. I looked him up. He's got some Chad about him. So
not anymore.
Well, and an 8-ball is 3.5 grams. So he was doing 2 grams. He was doing 2 8-balls of coke, which is it's a lot of cocaine. It's a lot of cocaine. Yeah, it's a lot of whiskey.
I think it's sad. Okay, here's what I'll say. That's tragic if he was trying to impress people.
Yeah.
Like, that's sad to me. If he's just a complete drug addict and he's just trying to make money filming it, look, I mean, that was his choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's more the kind of, oh, yeah, I'll do that. I really want to look cool, guys.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like,
It's hard to feel bad. That's all I'm saying.
No, I get it.
It's hard to feel bad. Like, I feel bad for his family. Do I feel bad for him? Probably not.
Well, somebody tell Lowercase this is our initiation. A bottle of whiskey and 6 grams of blow in under 3 hours.
Now, to be fair.
Gotta do it, Lowercase.
After like 10 shots of whiskey, the 8-ball probably lets you finish the bottle of whiskey. Right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, which would be harder?
I'm assuming the 2 8-balls, the 6 grams... Okay.
Harder?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have a hard time choking down a full bottle of whiskey.
Nah.
I mean, I would just puke. I don't think I would get it all down. I would just puke.
Now, I'll tell you this. If you give me like half an 8-ball, that bottle of whiskey, that's an easy one. But you bet I have to do 2 8-balls and the bottle of whiskey and the energy drink. Yeah, that's, your heart's going to explode.
That seems to be what happens.
Seems like a terrible...
I'm no doctor, but it seemed like his heart exploded because of that.
Yeah. Well, we were saying there was a another one. So there was an influencer, and they were hiking on top of a mountain, and I don't think it was Everest. This was like maybe a month or two ago, and they were on the line. It was a guided thing, and they were all in a line to be connected to each other, like at this peak. And the moron unclipped from the line so they could take a selfie, and they just slid down the mountain. And, like, everyone was there, and they just, like, watched him go. And it's, like, you can see it. It's, like, the video was...
Well, what are you going to do? Like, go after him?
No, but that's... It was weird. Like, everyone's walking along, and you're on top of this, like, super high-ass peak. And the person literally goes and unclips their safety line to get a better selfie. Because I guess when you're clipped, you can't really turn. And so you're like, well, let me unclip real quick here and take this. And then you just see him start sliding down the hill, and everyone's like,
How many likes did the video get, though?
That's...
Yikes.
It's like, whoops. You think, like, as you're going down, you're like, oh, man, this is going to go viral. And then you see the cavern, you're like, well, I'm dead. No, it's...
Accidents happen, man.
Yeah.
Don't untether.
That's why people fake influence, like Bow Wow. You only got to actually do it.
Wait, what?
Bow Wow was the fake...
Yeah, the fake
jet.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, if you're really climbing Everest, why don't you just do a fake video and you... Don't have to die.
Then you don't die.
Cocaine guy is in. He's saying 6 grams is a lot. He says we go through 1 gram between a bunch of us in a night or two. So,
okay, so
six grams of cocaine is, that's
okay.
That's,
so then, would he have died even without the whiskey?
He may have just died.
It's just I think the blow is.
Yeah, I don't think you die. Like, I've drank a bottle of whiskey.
It's just alcohol poisoning. He'd puke and get sick and whatever.
Yeah.
But the 6 grams of blow?
Because I've done that at like a holiday party where it's an open bar.
6 grams? Wow.
But. No!
Open blow party at Odyssey. Radio used to be fun.
Thanks, Obama.
But I have accidentally drank a bottle of whiskey over the course of a night where I'm like, am I the only one drinking this? Then you look down and you're like,
an Odyssey station.
But 6 grams of cocaine. I mean, my God. So let's not blame the whiskey here. Let's point the appropriate finger at the 6 grams of coke.
I think that's right.
And you don't know what kind of cocaine it was.
Yeah, could have been laced.
Yeah, could have been laced. Got to get some pure stuff.
From the Colombians.
Well, when we were down in St. Lucia.
Or the Russians.
Yeah, the Russians. When we were down in St. Lucia, we were at a street party, and everyone's offering things around, and we were like, no, no thanks. And they were like, why not? And we were trying to do like the be polite, but we were like, yeah, you don't know, you know, it's cocaine.
I don't know you, dude.
Yeah. We're like, you can't do coke from strangers. I'm like, you know, and they were so insulted. They take the purity of their cocaine in St. Lucia very, very seriously. And this dude went on like a 3-minute rant about how American cocaine is yellow and crappy. And the St. Lucia cocaine, they were very, very proud.
Now, do you, when you buy blow, do you know where it came from?
Apparently, if you buy in St. Lucia, you do, but no.
Do you know if it's like...
I think most people in
Medellin
America...
Medellin blow, or is it like Colombian blow? Like, what is it?
You're going to have to talk to...
Somebody that knows. Yeah, Nobody knows this. The Italian blow?
I just know that if you're out nowadays and you take blow from a stranger, brother, you're playing...
That's right.
Yeah, you're asking for it.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, not for long. We got to go tomorrow. You know, tomorrow's the last show of the week for us.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Friday we have the Ducks.
And tomorrow, I mean, it'll be on while we're on, but we got Miami
Ole
Miss.
I know.
Well, it snuck up.
It's going to start at 4:30?
Something like that.
5?
I think 4:30, and then my guess is the kick will be like 4:45, 5, something like that.
I got to tell you, I am not happy about that.
I know, right?
I want to watch.
I want to sit down and watch. We'll have it on in the background. Oh, we'll get distracted. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. We'll call it live.
Yeah.
Why aren't we playing it? Dusty's at the Peach Bowl. Why don't we just play the game? Ooh, he'll really never know.
No show Thursday and no show
What if
Friday?
It gets huge ratings? You know?
Is it over on the other? Are we doing the... Simulcast?
9:10? It might be. I don't know.
Or 1080?
There's a schedule right on the wall over there if you care to check. I never do. No. But
so I keep putting those out there. You're doing great work.
Yeah. I never read them.
No, you do. But we're not on Friday.
But no.
We'll have Joey tomorrow.
Joey will be on tomorrow.
Joey will be on tomorrow.
5:30.
Yeah, so. For the Friday game. And then, you know, your home of the Ducks. Like, we'll have all day coverage of the Oregon game on Friday. Just not us.
Well, yeah. Hello.
Anthony Newman. And I think we have a watch party somewhere. Where's our watch party?
It's at Thirsty Lion.
Thirsty Lion.
Washington
that's
Square.
Right.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Come on, man.
Bridgeport.
You didn't know.
Yeah, it's right there on that sheet.
That's the only reason why you knew.
Washington Square.
Well, anyway,
Nerds. Go and get some dumplings afterwards.
Wontons. Yeah. Well, dumplings at Washington Square there.
Yeah, Din Tai Fung.
Yeah, that place.
Yeah.
So well, I don't think you should say that because you're supposed to eat at Thirsty Lion.
I said afterwards. You have
so
post-game.
Dinner. Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
post-game dumplings.
I got you. All right. Dessert at a mall.
Dessert dumpling.
Sounds amazing.
You get me for some dessert dumplings. There's never a bad time for dumplings.
I tell you, it's hard to get me into a mall.
Really?
Yeah. Like there's
even with dumplings?
It's a barrier.
Yeah.
Like if that were standalone, it would be much easier to get me there.
Because there's a Cheesecake Factory out there. Does that do anything?
No, it does not.
What about behind the Cheesecake Factory?
On the mattress?
Baker Mayfield style. Hey, are we going to do this?
All right, everybody have a great night, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Our show returns tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.